Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, that's right. We're glad you could join us. It's time to sit back, get comfortable, talk about some weird stuff, and just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with your wise guys. Here's Madman at 9.
Yes, sir. We should create a dance to that.
So yeah, we should.
Because you're over there, like, when it goes...
You can't sit still during that, man. It's hard to.
But you were, like, reacting like it was... You were getting punched in the face by the sound effects.
I was. I felt every one of those.
Thank you.
Welcome to After Hours with the Rise Guys. I am Matt Mann. He is 9.
That's me. I'm 9.
Hey, 9.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right, man. I'm better today than that day that my mom introduced me to that pizza delivery girl who was 9, and she thought I was 9 years old, even though I was 22.
Oh, yeah.
That was a weird day. That was a really weird day.
That's my son.
He's 9. Yeah. With no other context to it. So the girl's looking like this flabbergasted that I'm like this giant 9-year-old.
God, you imagine she goes back and she probably got fired because they're like, oh, Tiffany's.
They thought she was on drugs.
Tiffany's doing drugs again.
Tiffany's high at work. I don't know if her name is Tiffany.
Tiffany seems
I hope it wasn't, because we should use a fake name, but we don't know her name.
I was going to say Chastity for some reason, but that instantly, did they? I feel bad for all Chastities.
Yeah, I do too.
You're either
man.
Really hard one way or really hard the other.
Yeah. And when you say hard, you mean soft.
Yeah, plus the nicknames. Like, you know, everybody's going to call you Titty. Nobody's going to call you Chaz.
Yeah.
You don't want to be Chaz.
No.
You want to be Titty.
No, you don't want to be Titty.
What?
Nobody wants to be named Titty.
If your name was Chastity, what would you want your nickname to be? Chazzy? You have to answer this. Don't tell me.
Chas. Not Chaz. Chas.
Chas.
Chas. I'm Chas.
Well, I would call you Titty behind your back.
I'm Chas.
That's well, too long.
We wouldn't be friends.
Hey, look, there comes Titty behind your back.
No, we wouldn't be friends then. Some other friends.
Actually, Chastity in itself here, it says, is the shortened term for Charleston Titty.
Oh, okay.
You know, Chas.
Okay.
Yeah, so there you go.
That's a weird name, a weird word to name somebody, too, considering what it means.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's a weird name for somebody.
We've decided to name him Condom.
Yeah. Yeah, like, all right, you have a kid's name Chastity. Nobody ever named one Slut, though. Not that I'm aware of. It might have happened.
You give somebody some ideas and they'll go after you. Hey, get in here, Condom.
Yeah.
Diddle damn.
If you're really
you're
mad at him,
for dinner.
If you're really mad at him, call him by their proper name, Prophylactic.
Hey, pull out. Get your ass in here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I got to tell you, man.
What'd you got to tell me?
Hello. I was going to also tell you, you know, people really seem, the thing about it is, what we've done is proven this, that people say, oh, if I, you know, I have one child, and I've often said, if you have more than one, you have a favorite. No parent would ever want to admit that. Mine, for instance, will not admit that, even though we know the truth. What we've learned is, at least from those of you that react to us online, you know, through social media, is that we all love America, but there's just our favorites and those that we just don't give a damn for.
Yeah.
And that's one of the struggles I've had. There's way more that I don't necessarily give a damn for.
Yeah, there's a lot that's just kind of in the middle. Like, well, I don't really care.
So we did promise that we'd give a recap of our, at least our number one favorite, and of course the 50th, or at least the best and the worst.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I could easily do 3 off my list, but we could just do 1 if you want. Either way, I'm fine.
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't have, when it comes to the bottom 50, the bottom half of the 50, such a struggle because there's so much that I just...
Yeah. I get you.
I get you. Okay. What do you want to start? What's the better workup to? Do we start with the ones we don't like or the ones we like best?
I think we start with the bottom, the ones we hate.
That's what you would say.
Yeah.
All right. Then tell me your bottom. Or if you got a couple, fine. I'm only going to give one.
I'll give you my bottom four because five's hard. But the bottom four.
Give you five in your bottom.
The bottom four, West Virginia, Rhode Island, New Jersey, and Connecticut.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What you got?
Okay. I'll give more than one.
Okay.
In my mind, the absolute bottom of the barrel, and this could be quite shocking, but I have to look at it from a whole bunch of different ways, is Vermont.
Okay.
The weather would suck. See, I looked a lot of this up, what I would do for fun, all this stuff.
Get high.
Even Utah, you've
got... You get high there.
Yeah, but you've got skiing.
Yeah, deserts.
Skiing.
And skiing. Yeah, but you can ski in Vermont, dude.
Get a professional NBA team, but the absolute
skiing Vermont,
the absolute they're worst. Skiing. Let me finish.
Okay.
I think they have mountains there because their mascot is the Mountaineers.
Oh yeah,
it's West Virginia.
Yeah, yeah.
The more you look up, and especially I started looking at crime statistic. God,
yeah, the crime and the quality of life is really, really, really in the crapper.
Yeah. Some level of some kind of toxin in their water, too, is really, really bad.
Yeah, all of them.
I almost struggle with the top part, too.
I have the top pretty easy. I mean, I could go, like, top. I go top four easily, too. After that, it's hard. But top four, I think I got narrowed down here.
Let me hear them.
Top three. So, no, top three I can do, certainly.
I can do four.
All right.
I can do four.
Top three, in order from third to first, I'd go Wyoming, Colorado, Montana. Yeah.
Can we pause here for a minute?
Yeah, if you want to.
Can we pause and like take a break?
Yeah.
I am flabbergasted. Because right
the ones after that, they're like babies.
I almost wanted to cuss you real bad.
Are like Maine, Virginia, Washington, Idaho, and Alaska, and then North Carolina and South Carolina.
Yeah. Pause right
along
now.
With Tennessee.
Pause.
Okay. Pause. Play.
Okay. Man. Tell me again for those that are just
top three easily. Montana, Colorado, Wyoming. I had those pretty easy.
You don't want to be around people.
Well, I mean some.
You want
I like some people.
You want a cabin.
Not actually a cabin. I like my place I got now.
You want
to do it double wide.
Be so far away from people you could walk around naked at all times.
Well, I do like that, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's not, you know, I like some people, but I don't like some people all the time. I like having a large sky. I like mountains a lot. I'm a big fan of mountains.
He's talking of Big Sky Montana.
Yeah. I love Arby's.
I used to watch that on the Disney Network.
Wyoming be cool. It's right by Montana. Colorado's right there, too.
They're sorry, I was thinking of Big Hannah.
They're all close together.
Big Hannah, Montana.
But I got Maine and Virginia, too. They're on the East Coast.
You know, you're basing this off of so much unknown because you haven't even visited any of these places.
No, I haven't. I haven't been to.
But
I haven't been to four of these states. I like Virginia.
South
I've been there.
Carolina. You know it.
I do.
It's.
I like the unknown, though. That makes me different from a lot of people. I like the unknown.
You've had the same job your entire life.
I know. I need the unknown. I get it where I can.
What?
I get the unknown where I can.
Oh. That sounds like you're looking for some strange.
No, I'm looking for unknown.
Oh, man. That's...
That's where I'd want to go if I could go.
Oh, my God.
That's my list of places to go.
Wow, I'm going to start a GoFundMe for you.
Like, God. I can't just blindly assume that what I know best is best, because it very well may not be.
But it's the... It's like, okay, this is something that I...
It's comfortable.
I'll get into my list.
Yeah.
This is something that has been very difficult for me... As far as my own personal growth,
yeah,
is going to a restaurant or a bar, uh-huh. and I know the type of food that I like. I know what type of drinks that I like.
Yeah. The man knows what he likes.
And I feel like I'm cutting a promo for Starcade. But let me tell you something, Ronnie Garvin.
When he might be listening. He's just up in Gastonia.
Hands of stone, rugged Ron.
Selling cars.
If it comes to...
No, he has online.
Oh, good job.
Yeah.
If it comes down to trying something new, I tend to stick with what I know is good.
And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
But
I'm just
there's
different
more,
in that way.
There's more out there.
Yeah.
Some drink I've never drank.
Is there life out there?
Beyond French dips.
Yeah.
I always go to the Philly. And I hate being predictable, but I enjoy the comfortability. Say it. Comfortability.
Man likes being comfortable.
That's it.
That's fine. So what you got?
All right. I'm going to do my four here.
Okay.
And I'm not pandering.
Give me a four.
At all.
We got people listening in all of them.
Nope.
Listening in every state now. Yeah.
Okay. Number four.
Number four.
Georgia.
Georgia, okay. Georgia is on Matt's mind, not top mind now.
Number three.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee.
I like Tennessee a lot. Tennessee's in the top of my list. I like Tennessee.
Number two. Colorado.
Colorado's a good state, I'm telling
you. And it's not just what you're thinking. Yeah, I know I could go see the Rockies play, but they have weed legal out.
Yeah, you could get high at the baseball game. It'd be awesome.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah.
What?
A lot of people out there eating edibles and stuff in the ballpark.
Do they have, like, strains named after the players? Like, could I go smoke some Larry Walker?
Probably.
Some Dante Bichette.
Yeah.
Man, check out this Shaq,
man.
So good.
Check out this Todd Helton Kush.
Hey, man. Can't think of any other Rockies right now. Ellis Burks.
Yeah, there goes Royce Clayton.
Yeah.
Got some Sean Chacon if you want it.
Yeah, Colorado, it's...
Some Denny Nagel. No, we don't.
Beautiful. It's all those things we just said. The crime seemed pretty... You know, look, this is a beta test maybe. You look at Colorado and you see their crime go down, down, down.
Yeah.
But number one.
What's number one for you?
Beautiful places. We need to get our smiles a little better.
Yeah, I don't see too many smiling faces lately.
But I love the state of South Carolina.
I'm not saying I don't love it. I do love it. I would go somewhere else if I could just to try it out.
Yeah, now if you put some kind of edict on this, you'd have to go there and stay there forever. I know. Yeah, I would be up for a challenge perhaps. But
now if I won like Powerball or Mega Millions and I went there, would you see me again? Probably not, but maybe. I'd let you come visit.
You'd probably be riding Steve Bezos' penis up to the moon.
No, I'd be riding my own horse around Montana, and it'd have a sway back.
Oh, I love him.
Be a big damn horse.
Mel's Diner.
If I had one Powerball, I'd get a Clydesdale to ride around on it. Yeah, check me out.
We'd need those.
Mm-hmm.
We really would.
Yeah, I need a stout animal.
I
have to get a camel.
There's things that I don't like about South Carolina, but there's more that I love.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. It's just, you know, I think there are better places where the government does things.
Well, maybe we can be that beacon of hope.
Nobody decent wants to go into politics, though, is the problem.
Yeah, but have you ever thought about, like...
Everybody wants to go into politics. Sucks.
Deep thinking right now.
Yeah.
Different wavelength. Or same wavelength. You ever think that maybe just, like, for real, and I'm not bullshitting you right now, we're the only people in this area that kind of... bring certain views to light.
Yeah.
On the radio.
Yeah, or at least an open-mindedness. Because one thing I think we're good about is we don't ever say you should think like us.
No. Nope.
We just like try to get you to think about, just try to think and think for yourself, make you form your own opinions.
What did I tell you downstairs when we were donating that check to the charity earlier? I told you, I said, Nine, I said, what was it I said? Oh, I said to you, a lot of the stuff that we say is so impactful to people that we just like, you know, oh, it's great to say, oh, that was so funny that I peed my pants on the way to work. I had to pull over laughing. But people said, man, it makes you think about something. The biggest learning lesson in life to me is putting the shoe on the other foot.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what
to.
I told you after we Different wrote the check to charity. I said, look at what that person might be dealing with. And then you put it, you... This is why I say I'm selfish, but I fashion it to where it would bother me. So if that was my mother or my
You dated that check for Friday, right?
I did Friday week.
Okay, good.
No, we get paid this Friday.
This Friday, better date
okay,
this
Friday.
Okay,
well, then we'll have a week to float it then.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I didn't even sign it, so we're good,
actually. Oh, okay, great. Yeah. Even better.
Yeah, so I think that's one thing that we can maybe do. It's like we're not going to be the ones who go and run for office and win. We're not going to be the ones who are going to be the big time decision makers, but we can maybe like people that listen to us that may become those type people. It can maybe inspire them to kind of look at it in a different way.
One thing I do say a lot is, man, if you want different results, quit voting for the same damn people over and over again. But they don't listen. They keep voting for them.
FCC, for them. It's me, LG. Turn them off. Turn them off now.
Turn them off. I don't like it. It's not nice.
It's me, the big LG.
It's mean.
Yeah, so I love South Carolina.
Yeah, South Carolina's fun, man. I like South Carolina a lot. Don't get me wrong. Don't think I dislike it, because I'd rather, you know, check out some other places. Just, I've been here, and I know a lot about it.
When they did...
I know that around here, I can get, like, a delicious chili cheeseburger, chili mustard and onions, and I can get hot dogs the same way, and that's how we make our stuff here. But how do they do, like, what's the chili cheeseburger in Montana like, man?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's that like? I want to go find out. I bet I want to eat them for a couple years and make sure I really like them or not.
You could probably get buffalo chili up there.
Right? No, yeah, get some elk chili on a buffalo burger or something. Man, eat like 14 animals on one sandwich. Get some bacon.
Yeah, they don't have that at the Elk
Lodge. This bacon's made of moose. This is moose bacon. Moose not bacon. My mama, like a moose.
Oh, I was about to say that'd be creepy.
Yeah. I want some caribou.
I was just thinking about like all these movies that, you know, they'll like, I think of Borat, when they come through South Carolina,
yeah.
All those different things are really bad.
Yeah.
It's usually like the laughing stock stuff, but you know what? We didn't go to war with any of those people. We laughed at it. Oh yes, we can laugh at ourselves.
Some of us laughed at it. Other ones got really a bit out of shape, mad about it.
Yeah. But how did those people see it? How'd they know about it?
They didn't. They just got mad about it. That's what happens. The people who get mad about it, it's not because they saw it. It's just because they wanted to be mad on Facebook.
Hey, I don't appreciate that. Pause it again.
We got to pause. Well, that was convenient.
No, I wasn't mad. I just knew we needed a break there.
Yeah, we did. I'm glad you paying attention to that.
But yeah, that's in the, you know, the live PD aspect. We loved seeing Green. But like when, what was the movie? Not Eastbound. Big Top Pee-wee.
Yeah.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Big Top Pee-wee, not that good. Pee-wee's Big Adventure is one of my all-time favorite movies.
Did he go through...
Man, I love The Playhouse. I love Pee-wee Herman. I'm going to go home and watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer, where he plays the vampire with one arm.
I'm sure that was one. I never saw it.
The movie? Buffy the Vampire Slayer with Christy Swanson? Dude, it's a great movie. You'd love it. It's funny as hell.
What can I watch it on without paying for it?
It's on Stars.
Yeah. I'll check it out. Yeah, that's a guy that really, that was weird.
I love Pee-wee, man. I have a Pee-wee doll I bought at the Jockey Lot. I used to have to talk when I was a kid, and it got lost somewhere, thrown out by my mom. But yeah, I bought
it. Probably cut the string off.
I bought a Pee-wee doll. Don't talk, but I bought one at the Jockey Lot. And man, I look at it all the time. I love Pee-wee Herman.
Like, this day and age, that would have really, with the whole Ric Flair thing that was going on, like they said that his merch surged in demand.
Yeah.
Because everybody likes the outlaw or whatever. That dude, like, his entire career was taken away because he was masturbating at a movie theater.
Well, hey, not only that, man. It's not that he was just like, you know, like at a regular movie theater watching like The Little Mermaid. No, he was in Sarasota, Florida, masturbating during a movie at an adult movie theater. He was at a porno theater and he was touching himself while he was watching porn in a porno theater, which I personally, I thought that's what people did there. I've never been to one, but I thought like, it's a porn theater. Why the hell are you going there if you're not going to do that?
I'd go in there wearing a freaking poncho like I was front row to Gallagher.
Exactly. Stand-up. Yeah, man. Looked like the Gorton's fisherman walking around there.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah, but it was apparently a random. I'm just reading this right now just so we get the details right. A random police inspection had a detective who witnessed Paul Reubens, Pee Wee Herman. yeah. He observed him doing it, so that's what happened. And it resulted in that and three other arrests.
But how did that, like, all, you look at all these folks that have somehow weathered the storm. Like, for instance, Johnny Depp. I don't remember who was the one that took a dump in the bed. Amber Heard or him won, but, you know, all these really odd claims. I saw a commercial just last night featuring Johnny Depp for Dior.
Yeah.
Like a high-profile luxe brand. And there he is, either throwing doo-doo on her or shitting in the bed, and she threw it on him. I forget.
What, the Johnny Depp thing?
Yeah.
There was somebody in the bed.
It was, yeah, but I don't know if he did it or she did it.
But it was just on the bed. It wasn't, like, thrown around. I don't think it was thrown, right? It was just on the bed's all I know.
Well, he's got some really serious allegations.
Yeah.
And he's still, but Paul Reubens, Pee Wee Herman, I mean, big deal.
Yeah.
He didn't molest kids or I mean, God, that's that, you know, I never really thought about that. Like, that guy was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, he went to an adult theater and did an adult thing,
which in itself is just gross as hell.
Yeah, it is. But again, like, morally, I don't have a problem with him doing what he wants to do. You know?
Yeah.
He's Pee Wee Herman on my TV, but hell, I mean, everybody does sex stuff. Some of them alone, some with other people. Most of us do it both, alone and with other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay, it's fine. He's a grown man. He's not really Pee Wee Herman.
But was it, the police, it said police busted it. So what, was it an illegal operation? I really don't know. Like, this would be a good behind the music or
It's basically like a public indecency kind of charge is my understanding of how it would be, because it's something where the cops are probably thinking or being told that people are doing that there. And they don't like this place being in the town, kind of like the way this town has tried to shut down strip clubs in the past.
And they want to buy that land.
Yeah, probably. The hospital wants it or something. You know how it goes. But, and they just would go in there as customers, do a little undercover inspection kind of thing, and just, you know, fish in a barrel kind of thing, because you know that's happening in there to some extent.
So you don't think
it was just a public indecency sort of charge?
You don't think it was, I don't miss
because it is technically a public place. You're not supposed to be doing that there. It's just, and it's not even the fact that he was, that he did some community service out of it. He should have been issued a citation or whatever, but he did 75 hours of community service and all that. It's just how big the scandal was and how it impacted his career going forward. Hey, that's the crime of it, is that this man lost millions of dollars and years off his career, and it never fully recovered because of that.
Correct me if I'm wrong, because I think he had another arrest, nothing like this at all. But is that the mugshot where his hair is slicked back and he had kind of a mullet, or is it a little longer in the back?
It might have been.
Because that was the first time I saw Pee Wee Herman Paul Reubens.
Yeah.
But and I was like, whoa, this guy's got long hair, and he doesn't have a white, like, powdered face.
He had been arrested in 1983 for marijuana possession, and then he got arrested once in the early 70s, and he was accused of prowling near an adult theater, but those charges were dropped because it wasn't really anything to him. He was just hanging out somewhere he wasn't supposed to be.
Oh.
And at that point, he would have been a young man, too. I mean, at that point in the early 70s, he would have been, like, 18, 20 years old.
Okay.
So he's probably curious and, you know, just kind of loitering kind of.
Yeah. Has there ever been, well, he's still alive, but has there been any, like, what is that dude like? You know, like, I mentioned Ric Flair earlier. Ric Flair is sans the recent stuff.
Yeah.
Ric Flair is Ric Flair. But Paul Reubens was a guy that did this character that defined his life of Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, if that guy was just Paul Reubens, like, he's been in a bunch of movies. He was in...
Oh, he's been in a ton of movies. Like, Blow, man. It's a huge movie he was in.
Well, I think that was the movie he was watching that day as well in the adult theater. I saw him.
Oh, he was also the Penguin's dad in Batman Returns. I never knew that, dude.
Yeah, the other day I was I got on Netflix and I was celebrating Latino Heritage Month.
Mm-hmm.
And they had on there a Cheech and Chong movie I was watching.
Yeah.
I forget what it was, but he was actually like a hotel clerk or something in it. And he wasn't playing, but he was Paul Rubens.
Yeah.
And then he was in Blues Brothers one time.
Well, the hotel clerk, that's in Pee-wee's Big Adventure, right? He's like a bellhop, but he's like a like an old movie theater bellhop guy. Old
he talked in a deep usher. Voice.
Yeah, because it was, they cast, who was it? Like James Brolin or somebody to play Pee-wee in the movie that was made inside the movie. Remember, because there's a movie where I'm a loner, Dottie, a rebel. But and it's like James Brolin or some handsome bearded 80s man. And then, but inside the movie, within the movie.
Oh, because he was on the bicycle and it was like a motorcycle.
Yeah, it's a cameo, though, in the movie within the movie, as Pee-wee it plays a cameo. You know what I'm saying, right? The movie within the movie. He has a cameo in the movie within the movie where he's a movie theater usher or a bellhop.
Word up.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Cameo reference for you.
Yeah.
That's I actually want to, like, somehow look at the life and times of that guy. Because what a really, really raw deal he got.
He did, man.
And I think it's because he was looked at as a child Saturday morning cartoon guy.
And it did take some of his opportunities. But the biggest thing was he was very depressed after that because of the – I mean, dude, you talk about getting raked over the coals. My God, he got treated bad. Like, he was – I mean, the whole country just relentlessly mocked him for months for doing something everybody does.
Listen to this.
Not that we all do it in a theater, but, I mean, everybody does it.
Turns out we're both right. He was actually a hotel desk clerk in Cheech and Chong's next movie. So
okay.
That must have been what I was watching to celebrate Hispanic.
But I think you remember the real deep voice is definitely Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
That's where I was in my head.
And he was also in Cheech and Chong's Nice Dreams, which is one of my favorite Cheech and Chong movies, right behind Up in Smoke.
He was Howie Hamburger.
Yeah, man. Nice Dreams is top tier Cheech and Chong movie. It's funny as hell. That's the one where Cheech is naked hanging off the elevator.
Yeah.
It's the outside elevator on the outside of the building. It's glass, and he's naked just dangling from him. You see his junk.
Do you know that Paul Rubens did the voiceover for Moonwalker, the Michael Jackson video movie?
No, I never did, man.
Wow.
Like, he worked some in those times just in small roles where you didn't really recognize him. Like, he has a big beard and long hair in that Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie, and you don't really recognize him as Penguin's dad in Batman Returns, and it's such a small role.
Yeah, it looks like most of the stuff he did after that, he was doing voiceover work where you wouldn't see him.
Yeah.
He was in a Smash Mouth video.
Yeah, I mean, he did some stuff through there. It's just that, you know, it was mainly, I think, his depression, because he could have worked some. Yeah. I mean, hell, in 1992, he was in a Grand Ole Opry tribute to Minnie Pearl.
Who did he play?
Was on stage. And he was Pee Wee Herman.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah, one of his final Pee Wee performances for a long time in 92, and that was the year after the scandal.
Holy crap. Do you know that he did a video short in 2010 called Pee-wee Goes to Sturgis?
I'm not surprised, man.
Holy crap, dude. He was the Ernest of that time.
That's funny.
He appeared on two episodes of WWE Raw.
Oh, man, wasn't he a guest host on Raw?
He was a guest host of WrestleMania 27.
He's been popping up a little bit here or there in character.
Yeah. He was like the closest, well, I don't want to say the closest thing, but I wish I had, I lived during his time, but I wish I'd lived during the time to appreciate Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
That guy was like, hopefully you've seen the movie Man in the Moon with Jim Carrey. Even Jim Carrey talked about how to get into that role. The guy was an enigma.
Uh-huh.
Nobody really knew the real him because his whole life became this facade character.
Yeah, and I think it's great, too, to hear that Jim Carrey thought he understood the man in the role. Andy Kaufman. And then
you see that documentary, Andy on, or Jim on Andy.
Yeah, but Jim Carrey did not understand that character at all, as evidenced by Jerry Lawler being so mad at Jim Carrey because Jim Carrey was being an asshole on the set, and he thought he was just acting like Andy Kaufman, and Lawler had worked. Man, I've worked extensively with Andy Kaufman. That's not how Andy Kaufman acted. Andy Kaufman was a worker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was cool. He was a worker. He played a part. He wasn't just like that. He was working.
Yeah. Yeah, see, my next thought was, what's the closest thing to that? Sacha Baron Cohen, but
Yeah.
Because, you know that, you know, the guy is like a big, well, you know how he stands politically. You know that he's from England, London, wherever. He's married to Isla. Like, you know his backstory. You know that it's a persona.
Absolutely, you do, yeah.
It's brilliant, you know, but at the same time, to separate the two.
Mm-hmm.
God, man, what a raw deal he got.
He did, man.
Let's reach out to him and get him on the show.
I would love to, man.
Is he that bottom of the barrel that we can...
No, I don't think. It's just he does what he wants. He's a big star if he wants to be. I remember the Pee Wee Herman special on HBO a while back, a few years ago?
Yeah.
That was great, man. That was awesome to see.
Oh, it was on Broadway.
Yeah.
I watched that. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I loved every minute of that. Pee-wee's always been good. I mean, he's always been one of my favorites. And that's one thing about it. People don't really realize how talented a guy Paul Reubens is. Like, how good he was. They just think, you know, Pee-wee Herman and nothing else to him. But even Pee-wee is, what an undertaking to become Pee-wee Herman.
I understand they named a sandwich after him.
They did, man. Okay. And his sister, Paul Rachels.
A couple things. That would be plural, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Paul Reubens and my mother are the same age.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Let that sink in.
He's a year older than my mother.
And
well, actually, he's about 7 months older than my mom.
Have you seen his net worth?
No.
Guesses? One guess.
$2.5 million.
Double that, five.
Oh, okay.
So it's probably really two and a half.
Good for him then, man.
Yeah.
Good for Paul for having something to show for it.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, I guess that he didn't own... I don't know this, but you would imagine that the Pee-wee's Playhouse entity, the brand, would be well worth more than that.
He would have made a ton of money off of that when it went to syndication, but CBS canceled the syndication after the scandal.
Whoa.
The show had just been retired because Pee-wee didn't want to come back for another season, but it was going to go into syndication heavily, and then that got pulled back when he got busted for the movie theater thing.
Good.
So he would have made a lot of money off of that. But yeah, the character itself was created by Paul Reubens and Phil Hartman.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's another one.
I love Phil Hartman. What a brilliant, genius comedian. What a great, I mean, not just a performer like Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer and all the parts you've seen him play.
Frankenstein.
But a writer and a creator, man. So great at every bit of it.
And his wife killed him.
Yeah, man. It's a tragic story there. Absolutely tragic because Phil Hartman had so much to offer still. He was so talented, so good. And honestly, he's been largely forgotten now, but he killed it at everything he ever did. Oh, he's great. One of my favorites.
Wasn't funny you said he killed it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
God, man. That one. Huh. You know, you look at people like him and like even recently with like Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
Like people I hate to say it, but like the next generation will not.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was just looking at
Pee-wee. They don't care, but.
I was looking at Pee-wee Herman's biography here and it had a link to his dad, Milton Rubenfeld, Paul Reubens' dad. His dad was a pilot who flew for the Royal Air Force in the U.S. Army in World War II, and then he was one of the five founding pilots in the Israeli Air Force in 1948.
Say?
Uh-oh. Yep.
That's when the big sale went through.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, he was a successful wartime pilot.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
That's interesting. And this kid was Paul Reubens.
What up, Paul Reubens,
to my knowledge, doesn't have any kids.
Wow. Man, that blows my mind. I love finding stuff.
Oh, it's right, nice, right?
Yeah, it is. It's a mind blower.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, and then with Pee-wee's Playhouse, though, gosh, Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh, yeah, man, Cowboy Curtis.
I'm
a big fan of Lawrence Fishburne, a lot of his work, too.
Absolutely.
Muslim and stuff, man.
Absolutely. Matrix?
Yeah, Matrix, movie Fled with Stephen Baldwin, probably not that good. Event Horizon, one of my very favorite movies, is him and Sam Neill just going to town.
Boys in the Hood?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Should have listened to your daddy.
Mm-hmm, should have. Definitely should have.
Man. Who else is some other people got raw deals? I mean, if you can't think of them,
there's got to be a lot of people who got raw deals over the years. It just takes us a minute to think of things because we're kind of slow after doing a show for 4 hours earlier.
Well, people that got screwed over because of a scandal and then, well, I mean, okay, this isn't politically driven. This is kind of the opposite of, but the fact that we say what we say as a nation about the progression of women and the Me Too movement and asking permission and all this stuff. Yet Bill Clinton somehow went right through all that and is still kind of like beloved in a way. Like, yeah, man. Yeah, I would have done that too.
Yeah,
hot intern. Yeah, man. But like, it's weird. Like, people talk out of both sides of their mouth. It's really weird. Like, how can you say, hey, I want to criminalize this and you're doing it? Yeah, it's really odd. Really, really weird.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm looking for people who got canceled before it was cool.
Oh, but yeah, but nowadays the cancel it's a hiatus. It's a you know, it's not a full cancellation because we forgive and forget. You know, Hulk Hogan comes to mind. I mean, that guy had a double whammy. I mean, he had a real double whammy, and it wasn't just, you know, a Vice, you know, special, like, the, you know, talking about the Ric Flair thing.
Yeah.
Where you have people who say they saw it or maybe this and that. With, you know, with the Hulk Hogan thing, you heard him say what he said, and you saw him do what he did.
Yeah.
In that porno tape.
Yep. Yeah, but, yeah, I mean, the Hulkster...
He got erased from WWE's catalog, and now, welcome back, Hulkster.
Put Gawker Media out of business, yeah. He, I mean, Hulk Hogan's always been... He's always told a bunch of lies, and he's always done a bunch of shady stuff, and he's never been, like, a stand-up dude ever. So, I don't really mind that one.
Stand-up brother.
Yeah, I mean, he's walked over people every chance he got.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I can't think of anybody that really got... Or it really happened and they didn't deserve it.
Yeah, I mean, you even go back in the day to like Jerry Lee Lewis, he got what was coming to him in that one. He shouldn't have done any part of that. That was more wrong for one reason than the one everybody talks about.
No,
The girl's age was a bigger problem than the distant relation there. The girl's age was the main problem with
okay,
that.
Remind me then, second cousin?
Second or third, yeah.
Second or third cousin?
I think.
Yeah, this is fun too. Let's see what I can remember. I believe she was 14, and it was his second cousin.
Yeah, but she was 13 years old when they got married. It was Myra Gale.
God.
Yeah, first cousin once removed. What in the hell does that even mean?
I mean, second cousin.
I thought second cousin meant second cousin. So the first cousin once removed is the child or parent of your first cousin. There you go.
It'd be the second cousin.
Your second cousin is the child or parent of your second cousin. I don't know, man.
Wait a minute. If my cousin my second cousin.
My second cousin is my great uncle's kid, in my mind.
No, that's your great cousin.
No, it's my second cousin.
Second cousin is the offspring of your first cousin. They are your second cousin.
I'm looking this up.
If they have kids quick, you might have third cousins.
Well, second cousin.
No. See, this is where...
A second cousin is someone who shares a great grandparent with you. Ha!
There's no bell for you to donk.
I know. Ding.
What, say that one more time.
A second cousin is someone who shares a great-grandparent with you. So, yeah, that's what it would be, because my grandma's brother's kid is my second cousin. So we share a great-grandparent.
So what is my cousin's kids to me? Do I need to buy them something
for Christmas?
That would
be your cousin once removed, I think.
Boy.
Your first cousin once removed would be your cousin's kid. Yeah. How did I know that? I didn't even know I knew that. That's how did I know? I don't know how I knew that.
How did you know that?
I don't know, man. I shouldn't have known that.
Good Lord.
I'm telling you what, man.
I don't know if I'm related to certain people now.
Yeah, who knows?
You know, for when I was a kid that, okay, so here we go. My mother's cousin mm-hmm. was a woman.
Yeah.
She married a guy.
Yeah.
He was the Chick-fil-A guy.
Okay.
I worked for him. Because they even had trouble figuring out what he was to me.
Mm-hmm.
They told me he was my uncle.
That's just how it always was. This is your uncle.
And I would call him Uncle Jim.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He's willing to be with Jesus now.
Yeah.
And, but then I remember they said, well, he's not really your uncle, though. He's your so-and-so. He's your second cousin by marriage. I don't, God.
Your mother's cousin is called your first cousin once removed.
God bless, man. So I've been buying presents for people. If removed means they want to be out, then fine. Don't draw names.
The appropriate name for addressing your cousin's child is niece or nephew, even though they are actually first cousins
what
once removed. Also first cousins once removed.
Who are these people?
I don't know, man. That's why I don't hang out with my family besides my mom, because I can figure that out. That lineage is easy.
This is why they fought divorce back then, because then if you get a divorce, are they step cousins once removed by marriage?
Look, you're talking to a guy who grew up with half brothers and sisters who had all their arms and legs.
God, what a mind blank that is.
Let's pause for a second here. Okay, collect
I mean,
ourselves.
It really is.
It is messed up, ain't it?
Like the other day I found this out. I was going to mention this on the other show. Hell, I'll do it both times now.
Yeah.
That when I was a kid, when a woman got... Okay, so a guy is always Mr., MR, period.
Yeah.
If a woman was unmarried, she was MS, period.
Yeah.
If she got married, she was MRS, period.
Yeah.
Now, as a young feeble mind, I would think, well, that was the misters.
The men. Ones you really don't... the ones you don't want to mess with are the ones I do want to mess with are the MZs, Ms. Yeah.
Mademoiselle?
The Ms.
What does that mean?
It was my mom always wanted to be Ms., because Ms. was like... Miz was like saying, yeah, I'm that bitch back in the day.
Boss bitch?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I would pronounce, and I think it's because my parents didn't pronounce it right. If a woman was MRS, period,
uh-huh.
give me a last name.
Lewis.
Mrs. Lewis.
Okay.
Mrs.
Oh, my family, it was Mears. Mears Lewis.
Mears?
Mears Lewis, yeah.
Mrs.
Yeah. Like, I've heard Mrs. too.
But it would either way, it's Miss.
Yeah, it's Miss or Mrs.
But listen to what I found
That'd
out.
That would be Mrs.
In 2019, corporate America, whoever, politically correct America, decided that regardless, married or not, she's MS, period.
Yeah.
There's no MRS, period, in corporate America anymore.
Yeah, it's just Miss.
And I think it's because of dumbasses like me saying Mrs. is and dumbasses like you said Mears.
Mears, yeah, yeah. It's just Mrs. Miss.
That was just Miss.
Yeah, but you can still be a Mrs. if you want to be. Look, you identify who you... I'm not telling those people what to be. They identify how they want to be. If she wants to be a married woman, identifies as a Mrs., that's fine. If she wants to be a Mrs., I don't care.
I'm just going
to
be M.
Yeah.
Just M.
Yeah.
Was that short for
but,
Emily?
No, M is the abbreviation in French for Monsieur or Monsieur.
Oui, oui. Senor. Yeah. Garçon, yeah. Boy.
Yeah. Dude, I was watching a movie in French the other day, and they kept abbreviating that as that.
I didn't even know you went out of town.
Yeah, I did. I watched a movie in French.
Yeah.
Lick Indiana.
Why do you do that to yourself? I cannot deal with looking
They make good movies.
Yeah, but there was one movie I watched the other night on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
I can't recall what it was because I stopped it 15 minutes in.
All their stuff's foreign language films now. Every one of them.
But
there,
it was dubbed over in American, and it took...
That's way worse than subtitles.
Yes, and it took 15 minutes for me to realize that those guys were not the ones talking.
Yeah, give me subtitles before you dub it over in English, because I don't want that. I want subtitles. Just I'd rather listen to something and understand and read it to me.
Reboot it in American.
No, you don't have to do that. You don't have to put it in American. You don't have to put it in English.
I'll put it in you, buddy.
Yeah, you will not.
My opinions.
Won't do a damn thing.
Well,
in one ear and out. In one ear and out the other is what I always say.
Brainwash you.
I don't listen to nothing.
Yeah. Well, you should listen to this podcast. This one's been a whole lot of fun. I tell you, the one reflection I make from this is Paul Rubin got... Is it Rubens?
Paul Rubens.
Rubens.
Yeah, Rubens. Like multiple sandwiches.
Paul Rubens got screwed.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, and again, he's a guy that I've always been a fan of his ever since I was a little kid, man. Pee Wee Herman is probably one of the reasons I wanted to entertain people in some capacity. I just didn't want to have to wear a suit and a bow tie and jump around a bunch to do it in white shoes.
See, that's,
and danced at tequila.
That's good that you've had that journey moment where you realize, like, your calling or whatever and the mm-hmm. reason why. And you know, mine was just to make my parents acknowledge me in some kind of, like, to celebrate me.
Yeah.
Because it was always just never, not. Yeah.
Well, I also wanted to be as successful as possible without going to college. And that usually means entertainment.
Yeah, I tried that. Didn't work out.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I enjoyed when my parents were proud or like said, "Oh, look, Matthew, do it again." Like I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I mean, that was cool. And that was the weird thing that was kind of missing. It's not a woe is me thing.
Yeah.
It just took me a while to realize, how did timid me get into doing this right now?
Yeah. Yeah, really it's just my rebellious nature led me here, cuz hey, who did my parents hate the most when I was a kid? Pee Wee Herman and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And
this has become my pulpit in a sense.
And what
for sure.
What was like drilled into your head from the time I could walk till the time I was 19 years old, was college. College is everything. College is the only thing. College is everything. You must go to college. If you don't go to college, you'll dig ditches.
California's going to break off in the
ocean. So naturally, I'm like, well, no, I'm not going to go, and I'm going to prove y'all wrong, because I'm a dick about things, and that's what I want to do with my life now, is not go to college and prove to you that I didn't have to go to college to do all right. So far, so good.
That's not real wood. And by the way, rest in peace, Ronnie Wood.
Yes, yes.
Rest in peace.
Yes, talented drummer. Yes. Hell of a stone.
Yeah. Did he die?
No, it was Charlie.
Charlie Watts. Rest in peace. Sorry if I just alarmed many of you.
I went with it, though.
What a fun little show.
It was a good time, man. Yeah. I had fun today.
If you enjoyed it, please leave a comment, like it, subscribe, share it with a friend. Really, as we like to point out, that's how we're compensated by the amount of people listening.
Absolutely right, Matt, man. We love you listening. We love you interacting. Feel free to contact us any way you would like to. We just like to hear from you, to know that you're listening, and know what you think of Pee Wee Herman and Reuben Sandwiches and the steaks.
Yes, the member berries are great. You can hit me up on Instagram and Twitter at O'Matt. That's O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W.
I don't TikTok. I Snapchat still. I'm 9 from TRG. That's N-I-N-E from TRG. Or you can hit me up at Nueve on Twitter. I like both those the most.
This has been After Hours with the Rise Guys, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Get out. Time to close the doors on another episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys. Subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Pass it around to your family and friends and other P1s. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.